I'd swear he'd throw the neat at me like that, and every time I'd go down, he'd push me, and then I'd be coming up choking and all that.
That song was pulling me at you. He died not too long ago. I tell you right now, everybody around here missed him. Joe Gladys. He was just like I am. He's my first cousin, like French and Spanish, where we're supposed to be. But he could talk a little bit Spanish, and he could talk with the accent of a Mexican until you'd believe he was a Mexican. He'd do everything I ever saw. He'd work a whole lot with them Mexican in New Orleans. He was a welder. He was the best welder they had around here. He was one of the first ones that started welding. And I started with him, and I started welding. Boy, I'd get my eyes burnt. I didn't even have to look at that light. I'd be in a room somewhere, and the reflection would get me. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, said, if you don't leave that, get away from that thing, it won't be long before they'd be leading you around. He said, because your eyes are so weak, so they won't hold up. Well, I'd already started welding and everything. I like the hole, the rivet hole and all that. I could weld that. He'd put that electrode down. He'd go get a drink of water. I'd be welding. I wouldn't be thirsty. I'd be welding. I think I had to give that up on account of my eyes. But buddy, he could weld. He could weld anything. I don't care what it was. He was the best they had around this part of the country. Had a heart attack and died. You retire. That was it.
Yeah. Did y'all see a man say had to get across the lake? He went over to the side and...
Went over the side? You mean side the boat?
Yeah.
Fell overboard?
Well, or if he did it on purpose, he said...
Jumped over the board on purpose or something.
Did y'all ever see a board that people could get on?
Board that we get on.
A board that you could...
Diving board?
Yeah.
Yeah, we made one time, and then we had them big oak trees over there we used to climb up in and get up on them branches and go down...
And you what?
Dive overboard.
And then you...
Come back up. Some of the boys would dive on one side of the bayou and they'd come out on the other side of the bayou, up against the grass. I never could do that.
Yeah.
I could stay under the water a good while, but I never could do that. I wasn't a fast swimmer under the water. There's Jules, my cousin there. He could swim underneath there. All you could see was his legs moving like that. And he'd be going like an eel like that underneath that water. First thing he'd pop his head up. He'd dive off of that tree like that, him and another boy. The boy lived right close to the store over there. Dive off of that tree like that, looks like it'd be one hole like that. They wouldn't splash in the water or nothing like that, you know. It just looked like it just a hole they'd fall in like.
Joe did what? Climbed the tree and he
dove overboard.
Yeah.
Come back up. He'd dive overboard. Sometimes they just start from one side to the other. He'd come out way out anywhere he wanted to in the bayou. And but sometimes they'd take him from one side, they'd be on one side, they'd go down like that. The next time you see him, he'd be over there across the bayou.
Did you ever see him turn a
flip?
Or something?
I used to make get up on a board like that and make a flip backwards.